Welcome to this week's edition of the High School Spodcasters. I'm Scott Titrington, High School Sports Editor here at the Journal World, joined in studio by our usual contributors, Jeff Vidotin, our Lawrence High beat writer, and Eric Sorrentino, our Free State beat writer. I also have a couple of special guests joining us in the studio today. For those of you who haven't been keeping track of the schedule, it is the City Rivalry Week, second installment of Free State and Lawrence High going against each other on the basketball court. And that will be on Friday night at Lawrence High. And earlier this season, we brought in a couple of the boys' basketball players to come in and talk about the rivalry a little bit. And then as technology would have it, the whole thing got blitzed and nobody got to hear it. So hopefully we're not going to have a repeat of that this time. And we're going to bring in the ladies this time to talk with us. We have Caitlin Hobbs, senior from Lawrence High, and Allie Hoke, the senior from Free State. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate having you in here. And I'm going to kick it over to Jeff and Eric to talk a little City Hoops. Guys?
Thanks, Scott. Well, first of all, you guys are both seniors, so I was hoping you could maybe share maybe your favorite Free State Lawrence High memories from the past or a game that really stands out. Caitlin, we'll start with you.
Let's see. I'd have to say last year's game when we had the first game, obviously, that we won. It was just a big game to win, and we couldn't pull through those last two times, but that first time was a big win.
I'm going to have to say either the last game we played this season at Free State, just because that was an amazing game for us. And I don't know, the last season, last game was all right, too. The first round of Substate, that wasn't too bad.
I was kind of curious. You guys know each other real well?
Yeah.
how far do you guys go back and just talk about how well you guys know each other?
Junior high, right?
Yeah, we played Flames before that. And then Junior high, we both went to Southwest and played. So.
Oh, so you guys both played for Southwest?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
We've known each other.
Good deal. Well, I was kind of curious. What, for both of you, I guess we'll start with Caitlin. What makes the atmosphere of the Jungle so special and so memorable, in your opinion?
I'm going to have to say the tradition. It's just an old gym, a loud gym. It's, I don't know, so many memories and tradition in there, so it's fun.
And I guess, Allie, in the same token, what makes it so difficult to play in an atmosphere like that?
Like she said, it's so loud. The fans are so close to you, and it's just so loud.
Yeah.
Now, Allie, you always think of sort of a home court advantage for Lawrence High, but in a way, is it when you're hearing that crowd, is it getting you more geeked up and excited?
A little bit. It does when you're in the locker room and you can hear everything before the game, before you run out, but once you get out there and you can understand what they're saying, it's just kind of a crusher.
Now, we mentioned a little bit, obviously you guys have faced each other earlier this season. Wanted to kind of kick it around to both of you. What kind of sticks out to that game as, I guess, for Free State, the key to victory, and then for LHS, what are you guys looking to kind of build off from that game to kind of reverse the fortunes this time around?
We just can't break down. We have to play as a team. Like, we kind of lost it last game. I don't know.
Anything? I mean, because I know that it was pretty close in the first half.
Yeah,
and then you guys
broke down, didn't play together, started just, I don't know.
Sure.
Not playing team basketball.
Sure. And Allie, from that first victory, what would you say that the key to victory was for the Firebirds that first time around?
It was, we were playing as a team, sharing the ball. We were aggressive and got the steals we needed to out of our press and just made them make mistakes.
Sure.
And Caitlin, what impresses you just from that game and from what you know about the Free State team and then vice versa to you, Allie?
Obviously, their press is a big key. They, I don't know, we did pretty well the first half, and then they're really good at it, so just going to have to break it.
I mean, Coach Duncan told us that they were going to be prepared for our press and know how to break it. I mean, they know what it is. Every team has a chance to prepare for it, but we were able to just stick with it and kept it on throughout the entire game, and eventually it wore on them and worked.
Sure. Now, earlier in the season, Allie, you started, and we kind of been over this. You've been coming kind of a new role, so to speak, kind of coming off the bench, but still seeing a ton of minutes. Mm-hmm. How have you kind of adjusted to that new role and kind of coming off the bench, and how do you think it's worked out at this point in the season for you?
Well, I kind of thought of it as an adjustment to actually start, because the other two seasons I was coming off the bench, and that's where I think I was more comfortable, and it was nice to start in the beginning of the season, but if I'm able to help my team more off of the bench, it doesn't matter to me whether I'm starting or not. So.
And Caitlin, you guys start two sophomores, pretty young team. You're a senior. Are you a leader, and if so, how do you lead?
Yeah, I'm definitely a leader. I lead more by example. I'm not one to get up in their faces and yell and at them, but I don't know, I just have to lead by example and more along the attitudes line, because our sophomores, they're good, and they've played a lot of basketball, and they have that little attitude that you kind of have to have, but then again, it can get you into trouble sometimes, so you just kind of have to show them, I don't know, teach them, basically, attitudes.
Right now, Allie, Freestate obviously had pretty high expectations coming into this season. At this point, how satisfied are you with how the season has gone so far and where you guys are at this point in time?
Well, we're a little disappointed with, we didn't expect to lose to some of the games we have. Like, we really would have liked to win last Friday, but it didn't work out that way. But we've been able to learn from those losses, and I think they've come at good times that we were able to hopefully take that next step towards coming into Substate with this game on Friday. Hopefully we'll be able to turn it around.
And that's kind of what I was curious on, with such expectations when you guys, I mean, not a bad record still, a pretty solid record still, but in the games that you have lost, you mentioned you've learned from it. What's kind of the attitude in the locker room, and how do you guys kind of, what's kind of the next step to move forward from losses like that to teams that you said that you might not have liked to lose to?
We just kind of realized that in that game we didn't play as well as a team as we could have, so we've got to work on sharing the ball and then just kind of staying together on the court and not trying to do everything individually. So.
And Caitlin, you guys went on a great streak winning 6 in a row, then you lost 2 in a row and now have won 2 in a row again. How is the season meeting your expectations thus far?
Our 6 in a row was great. We were playing really well. We were sharing the ball. We were playing as a team. We were just kind of all clicking. And I think we're not used to being that team. And so I don't know if it was the expectation, or we're kind of used to being the underdog. So those two losses just came at, I don't know, we kind of broke apart and started not playing as a team and not sharing the ball. But I think we're kind of getting there again, hopefully, with our two wins.
Yeah, you can't complain about a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, no.
Complain about that. Allie, in terms of, talking about, just how the season has gone, how important is this week? I mean, today you guys obviously play tonight and then, Friday against LHS. Coach Duncan was saying, you guys had senior night last night, but he was hoping that wouldn't be the last home game for you guys, hopefully with maybe a Substate home game. So how important is this week for you guys just in general?
Well, if you look at the Substate, lineup right now, our two teams we play, Olathe Northwest and then Lawrence High,
right.
We're all in the 2-3-4 for in there, and we've got to get a victory either tonight or on Friday, otherwise we're going to miss our Substate slot that we want to get.
And how do you guys, speaking of big games, how do you guys sort of keep this game in perspective? Because obviously you want to be really pumped for it, but you don't want to be so excited and stuff that you come out nervous and stuff. Do the coaches have a certain message or way to deal with it?
I think we all just know that it's a really big game, not only Lawrence High Free State, but more importantly, Substate seedings. And we just, if we both win tonight, it will determine a lot in Substate seeding, so pretty big game.
It's hard to tell yourself that it's not a big game because everybody hypes it up, and you know inside that it is, so you just have to tell yourself to relax and to not think about it and just think about playing, doing the small things on the court, because once you get comfortable out there, then you don't have to worry about all the mistakes and jitters and stuff.
Sure. I didn't mention this earlier, but I wanted to kind of throw it out there. Jeff, I would not challenge Allie to a 3-point shooting contest. Just throwing it out there. This girl can definitely shoot. How have you always kind of been a 3-point shooter, back in the day? I mean, Caitlin shaking her head.
Yeah.
how early did that start for you?
I'm not sure. Back in the Flames day, I think. I remember going to a tournament and just hitting two kind of deep shots, yeah. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to hit this one too, third in a row, go down and air ball it. I haven't really had the size to play inside, and I don't really feel comfortable being a point guard with a ball in my hand all the time, so it just kind of fell in for me to become a shooter, and I've just tried to work on it.
Yeah, you know, since. If she gets her feet set, she's going to nail it.
Thank you.
So...
Yeah, I will take Eric's advice and not challenge you to a three-point shooting contest. You guys obviously know each other, having played at Southwest. Are there other members on their respective teams that you really sort of almost real good friends with that's going to be sort of fun to go against?
Hobbs has Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey. Yeah. Really, it's just down to us three,
yeah.
Right?
And us from Free State, we know Hannah because Hannah went to Free State last year, so... There's kind of a little something going on there, but
yeah.
Now, I know when we get in here and we start talking about your guys' teams, a lot of the same names come up over and over again. We talk, you know, Free State, we talk about Kelsey Harrison and Jenna Brantley and Lauren Kimball and Lawrence. We talk about the Bird sisters. So everybody knows these names going in. You guys both would kind of, even though you start or used to start, you guys probably kind of fall more in that role player label. How important is it for those type of players in a game like this to step up and perform well and maybe be the difference makers when you get in this type of a rivalry game?
It's definitely really important. I know I can't do the big things, but if I do the little things, then the other big things will fall. And those players who do the big things for us, then... As long as I'm doing what I can do, then they will also.
Exactly. If you're doing the little things, you're opening your big stars up, and they're able to make those big plays, and you just don't get the credit that they get, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Well, one of these guys will be writing the story for you, right? So we'll make sure that they know that, to be looking for those little things and who to give the credit to. Well, gentlemen, anything else you wanted to ask before we wrap up here?
No, just thanks so much for coming in, and good luck to both of you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, they'll both be playing tonight, have their respective games before going head-to-head Friday at the Jungle. So if you're a high school basketball fan, not necessarily just a Lawrence High or a Free State fan, but if you're just a fan of high school hoops, get out there and check it out. Again, Caitlin, Allie, thank you for coming in, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, well, now we've got the true expert opinion, and we'll turn it over to us, the pseudo-experts who are left here to break this down and act like we actually know what's going to happen. So since we just had Allie and Caitlin in here to discuss the game, let's talk a little bit about this matchup on Friday night and what we expect to see out of it. Obviously, on paper, you would have to think Free State the favorite. They won the first meeting 59-36 on their home floor. They're the team we've talked about all year as being the top team in the city. So, Eric, just first of all, just kind of give me your breakdown on what you expect to see Friday night.
Well, Scott, a lot of the things that happened in that first game, I don't know if they're necessarily going to have that opportunity to happen in this game, namely what Allie was just talking about, the full court press. Lawrence High is, I mean, as Jeff obviously can tell, they're going to know it's coming. It's just a matter of, can they combat the jungle noise? Can they overcome that, and can they stick to the press? I think that very early in this game, more because you look at the first game, Free State was actually, I think, down at the half and then came out in the second half and just blew it wide open. I don't think they can do that this game. I think that it's so much more important for Free State to come out early and establish itself, as opposed to the last game where they were like, well, you know, they're down and now we're going to blow it open. I think if they're down at halftime, it's going to be even easier for LHS to blow it open this time. So I think that early momentum is going to be key for Free State this on Friday.
And Jeff, how about from the Lawrence High side? Obviously, games on their home floor, which they're going to be hyped up about. It's a chance to get a little bit of momentum going into sub-state. Just talk about things from the Lions' perspective.
Yeah, Scott, and mostly this is a different Lawrence High team, I feel, than faced Free State early in the year. They're playing much better now. We've mentioned time and again that there's such a young squad, starting sophomores Tanea Jackson and starting sophomore Taylor Bird, who's running the show. And, you know, we mentioned how they sort of reeled a little bit with two consecutive losses, but they've won 8 of 10, and Taylor is really just dominating.
ended up getting Tanea Jackson had 16 rebounds on Friday, so they're getting some other performances. So this is a much better team, I think, Lawrence High, that than was early in the year. And like you said, for that reason, I don't think Free State can fall behind like they did last game.
Obviously, we talked a little bit about this when the ladies were in here. Obviously, it's a big game. Everybody knows that. Everybody wants the bragging rights. On the flip side, there's more to play for. What happens Friday night is just a precursor to what's going to be remaining the rest of the season. So how important is it for these two teams to try to get that momentum with a victory Friday, but by the same token, keep it in the big picture and realize that they can't get too high or too low emotionally no matter what happens Friday night, because they've got to come right back around early the next week and play in their sub-state tournament?
Well, I think it's extremely crucial for Free State, because what Allie was talking about is they're so close right now in the sub-state rankings that, I mean, yeah, as big a game as this is, I think it's also crucial to not look ahead but keep that sub-state in mind, because like we said, I mean, if you know, Free State were to win or lose for that matter, I mean, it could kind of depend where they go for sub-state. So in that sense of the word, in that sense, with that analysis, you say, yeah, this is a pretty big game. But sub-state, obviously, I would probably argue, is, you know, going to be an even bigger game, obviously. So like you said, Scott, I mean, yeah, this is going to be big for rankings and everything, but if you're a good basketball team, you should be able to go into a place and win despite where it is. I mean, Free State's going to start four seniors with Taylor Manning now. You know, if they're destined to go far, you know, this year, they should be able to win. And Brian Duncan has said that. He's like, you know, four out of the last five on the road, that's fine by us. We're going to have to play on the road anyway, you know, if we want to advance. So, you know, it's nice for the sub-state rankings. But like you said, Scott, you kind of got to look at the bigger picture as well.
Yeah, I agree with Eric that I think good teams, you know, regardless of the situation, mm-hmm. regardless of what the game they're coming off, should be able to rise back up to the occasion. But it is interesting to note how when Caitlin was talking about that six-game winning streak, and when we were all talking how well Lawrence High was playing and they were sharing the ball so well, that they didn't really respond to that too well. You know, that they lost two in a row. So you do wonder if they were able to beat Free State, are they going to be, you know, a little too full of themselves? So that is something to watch. But like Eric said, you know, I think it's just going to be more the merits of this team, whether they can advance.
And obviously, let's make no mistake, this is definitely a big game. You look at Free State, what they've done earlier in the season with that four-game losing streak earlier this year, then they come back and win, I think, six in a row. So, I mean, they've played in streaks this year, and they can certainly get hot when they want to. So it should be interesting to see how this game affects, you know, the sub-state play as well.
All right, so just so we don't forget, with the girls, they actually tonight will be in action. We put so much stock into what's going to happen Friday night. But tonight, the Free State girls will be on the road at Olathe Northwest. That'll be a 5:30 start. Lawrence High girls will be at Shawnee Mission North in a 6 o'clock start. And then, as we've obviously talked about, they will be facing off at the Jungle at 5:30 on Friday. So now we've broken down this girls' game in every way imaginable. Let's switch it over to the boys' side of things. First meeting came back in December, and that ended up being a great ball game, just, you know, one of those epic contests
instant
that
classic.
Everybody will be yes, an instant classic, exactly, that resulted in a 43-42 Lawrence High victory on Free State's home floor. So now, obviously, the Firebirds will be looking at trying to turn the tide and do the same thing on Friday night. Again, a big game for seeding purposes. Lawrence High finds itself not only playing for the rivalry rights and the opportunity to brag about bagging two victories against the rival this year, but also playing for a Sunflower League title, playing for the top spot in their sub-state because they're tied with Shawnee Mission East, who is in a different sub-state. So, Jeff, obviously this game Friday night has a lot of implications for Lawrence High.
You're right. I mean, they're playing so well, and like you said, the postseason – there are so many reasons for this to be big, and you sort of wonder if they are going to come out a little bit tight because so much is riding on it. But to be honest, I think both teams are going to come out very tight. We certainly saw that the first boys game when the first quarter there was virtually no offense on either side. Mm-hmm. So a lot riding. Yeah, it's Lawrence High, especially with the way their season's gone, how they've played. They can really do some special things. So a lot of pressure from that standpoint. Regardless, both teams are going to come out a little tight at first, is my expectation.
With that said, Jeff, I mean, did you see this coming at the beginning of the year? At this point in the season, we were talking Lawrence High is going to play for a Sunflower League title. I mean, did you see that coming at all, or do you think Coach Davis did?
Well, they've definitely exceeded my expectations. I mean, they're really playing well. Some of their wins, Friday to beat Leavenworth,
that's huge.
In Leavenworth, you know, is a lot of distraction with a terrible storm and just a really well-played game. And I think part of the reason that they're so versatile, we've mentioned how they go nine deep and they can, so with that many players to choose from, they can sort of pick and choose which players suit the scenario, and allows them just to be so versatile that they can really control tempo against Leavenworth, a very fast athletic team that likes to fast break. They can slow it down and still be effective against Topeka Seaman earlier in the year. It was a team that wasn't quite athletic, and Lawrence High could run them. So I think that's something I overlook, that with as many interchangeable bodies and guys like Chance Riley who can either post up or shoot from the outside, that's really what
exploit the weakness.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think you can say enough about what Lawrence High coach Chris Davis has done this year. I mean, we spent so much time in here talking about change in system and how they're going to do these things. And normally you hear those words, and it doesn't matter what kind of talent you have. You expect there to be a lot of growing pains. And maybe there was some of that earlier for Lawrence High. I mean, they've won six in a row, so obviously they're peaking at the right time. Like you said, they're knocking off teams like Leavenworth. They had the double where they beat Olathe South and Shawnee Mission West on back-to-back nights. So they're obviously coming into their own now, whereas some of those losses were occurring a little bit earlier in the season. But all that said, for this team that lost arguably its top two players from last year and another of additional key contributors, a very senior-heavy team last year, to be able to come back this year, embrace a new style of play, and to be sitting here talking about a Sunflower League championship and a top seed in the sub-state, I mean, that's just a remarkable job.
It really is, and like you said, Scott, you can talk a little bit more about the seniors they lost, and that's part of the reason I think they flew under the radar a little bit. But yeah, it really is an amazing job by Coach Davis. Another reason I don't think anyone really saw, Dorian Green was a sophomore, and he's really stepped up and added a steadying presence off the bench in the backcourt. A lot of times now in the crunch time, he will play alongside Daniel Green. So he's been a nice surprise. Chance Riley, as I've mentioned, has really developed. And then they just have sort of niche guys. John Novotny is sort of adds the muscle and off the bench, and Kevin Logan, if they need just a really athletic defender, he'll come in. So just a nice mix.
Well, you said niche guys, and I think that's perfect. I put together our Preps Plus page every week that comes out on Tuesdays, and when we're looking at the stats that Lawrence High submits, nobody blows you away other than Chance Riley. I mean, obviously his scoring numbers are up pretty high, but you look at all the other things that they do, and it's just, it seems like every game it's a different guy. You talk about Dorian Green. I know there have been a couple of games he's made an impact. There have been a couple of games where Nathan Padilla has been the one who's stepped up and done something well for him. There's been games when it's been Nick Wagner, when it's been Schneider. I mean, it just seems like there's different kids contributing, and you're not able to just focus on that one or two kids who are doing everything for him.
And also their composure during the crunch time is another reason. I mean, they have Padilla's won two games on the last second free throws by himself. I mean, just one of those for a team per season. Dorian Green's hit a game-winning shot. Just all their games, they're very confident now when it goes in the last 2 minutes, so it'll be interesting. I would think this game's got to be very close. They've got to have a lot of confidence in the last 2 minutes. You wonder if Free State is the same way, as many close games as they've had.
Yeah, that's for sure. And also, fittingly enough, Dorian Green, we talked about him, probably broke out for the first time against Free State earlier in the year. That's the first time that I had seen him play, but according to you, Jeff, that was really his kind of coming out party for that game. So this rivalry brings out the best in people, I guess you could say.
You know, we've lauded all these superlatives on Lawrence High, all the great things that they've got to play for. Eric, let's shift gears and talk about it from the Free State perspective. You can't go into a game any more sitting on the fence, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, than the Firebirds. Depending on what happens tonight in their game against Olathe Northwest, they're either going to be playing to be 500 or they're going to be playing to be one game one way or the other at 500, because they go in 9-9 going into tomorrow night's game, tonight's game. So what, I mean, how does Free State approach this? Obviously, for them, I would think it's a whole different outlook going into this game and what they're trying to accomplish compared to what Lawrence High is trying to accomplish.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And we kept, you know, we've been talking about it all season, but that's actually because it's been going on all season, Scott. These close losses, double overtime last Friday.
I mean, you look at Free State's schedule. I've got it sitting here in front of me. They've never been more than two games above or below 500.
Sure.
It's been, they were 3-1 at one point in the season, and since then, if I'm reading this correctly, just on a quick glance, they've never even been more than one game one way or the other. So
sure. I think there was that 8-5. Oh no, is that that's the
well 8-6 at one point, right? After they beat Shawnee Mission East. In that game, that overtime win that we talked so much about a couple of weeks ago, they were 8-6. So you're right, they did go up two games above 500. But then they lost two immediately to fall right back to it. And sorry to cut you off there, but it's like it's an all-year problem.
And it's actually very true, because one thing that I remember, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and back against even Topeka High, that was way back in the day, and one thing that Coach Law said was, we need to establish, you know, consistency, because we know, you know, we know what type of team that we can be, parentheses, defeating Shawnee Mission East, the number one team in the state, but that hasn't been there all season. And we thought, you know, the Shawnee Mission East game would you know, put them over the hump, but it didn't, and it's very unfortunate, because, you know, potential, and they have not been able to kind of go on a run here and, you know, rack up those W's. So it's been an interesting year for them, to say the least. And so, you know, you look at this Lawrence High game and even the Olathe Northwest game tonight, this is a pretty big week for them, in a different sense, obviously, than Lawrence High. But just, you're talking about Lawrence High peaking at the right time. Free State is not peaking at all right now, unfortunately for them. So really, you know, this week, this could be an opportunity for them to, you know, peak at the right time, so to speak. So,
yeah, what would it mean for Free State to go in Friday night? First of all, if they were able to be victorious, it would mean avenging the loss on their home court to their city rival. It means getting the bragging rights of beating the city rival.
Sure.
It also means that they will own victories over Shawnee Mission East, who is probably going to be a top seed in their sub-state. Lawrence High, who, depending on what happens this week with both the Lions and other teams, could be a top team in their sub-state. Mays, who they've beat twice. Is going to be one of the top teams in their sub-state. So obviously, despite the maddening inconsistency, Free State, it would seem, can really accomplish a lot from a mental standpoint if they're able to win Friday night's game.
Huge. This week, I mean, it's tough to say that it might be the biggest week of the season for the Firebirds, but it might be. I mean, we talked about this last week, Scott, and I think it's worth bringing up again. For what they can do, we've talked about it a lot. You don't want to see this team in sub-state. You don't want to see them at all if you're a really good team, because, you know, it reminds you of the whole, you know, it's March Madness, you know, with it, down to the high school level. Free State can play with anybody. We've seen it before. Double overtime loss most recently on Friday in Shawnee Mission West, another very good team. It's very tough. I think it's now seven losses by 18 points or something insane like that. It's very unfortunate, but this week, if they can establish that momentum, it'll be huge. It'll be huge for sub-state, and teams are not going to want to see them.
Well, yeah, I was looking at the sub-state breakdown and where teams kind of sit last week, and obviously we had, at the time I was looking at, we had three more games to play because it was before last Friday's games. But I believe Free State was kind of in that number six slot, somewhere right around there. And can you imagine being the number three team and having to play a team, like I said, that's already beat multiple teams that are ranked in the top 10 in the state?
Yeah.
Yes, you get them on your home floor, but doesn't seem like that's that much of an advantage that you have to go against that caliber of a team in the first round of the playoffs.
And especially that's why this week is so huge for Free State. Take that momentum into it and prove why they should have been a little bit higher up there the whole season. So really, I mean, as opposed to if they go in with, you know, for instance, two consecutive losses on the road, It might not look too good for them, even though they can play with anybody in the state, as we've seen all year.
Don't forget that they were up 30-13 over it. We've talked about how well Lawrence. I mean, that's pretty impressive to actually just for a stretch be able to outplay them by that margin. And you know, as rivalry aside, that we know it's going to be close for that reason, but even if they weren't rivals, I think this game could go either way. They've shown they can beat very good teams. They have, you know, bulk inside with Christian Ballard, who presents matchup problems. They have speed at the guards that could present matchup problems. I mean, they are a good team. Yeah. Their record necessarily reflects it.
And it's really tough to pinpoint what was, you know, aside from just, oh, they lost a close game again. I didn't see last Friday night's game, but other than that, I've seen every single loss, for the most part, this team has had all year, all the close losses. And for the most part, it's usually a tale of two halves with them. They play really well one half, and then they just come out extremely flat the other, or vice versa. Other than that, it's pretty tough to pinpoint what has gone wrong with this team, other than some poor karma.
Alrighty, well, let's just give the quick rundown of the schedules this week. Just like with the Free State and Lawrence High girls, same opponents, same locations. Free State will actually play tonight at Olathe Northwest in a 7 o'clock tip. Lawrence High boys at Shawnee Mission North at 8 o'clock. And then Friday, obviously, the rivalry game set for 7:30. Obviously, will depend on whether the girls decide to play three overtimes or something like that. So we've now dissected it from all the angles. I know we typically go with stat of the week, lock of the week, all that, but I'm going to put you guys on the spot just like I did the first time these teams met. And first of all, I'm going to ask you for your predictions on who's going to win the girls' game on Friday night.
Ooh, that's tough. Jeff, you...
You know, I'm going to go Free State. I think it's going to be a great game, and yeah, they have the jungle crowd, but I just think Free State is the better team right now.
I think I'm going to go with Free State also by a pretty slim margin. Obviously, they blew it wide open in the second half at home. I just think they have too much experience. With that said, look out for Lawrence High in the upcoming years. But I think this is the class for Free State. They haven't had this type of senior class as I've heard in some time. So I think Free State by a very, very slim margin.
I'll make it a clean sweep just based on talent, I think, and experience. I think you have to go with the Firebirds. What I think is kind of – it's probably going to sound a little ironic here based on some of the things I've said and some of the things we've seen. I think the higher scoring the game, the better it bodes for Free State.
Definitely.
And that sounds probably a little bit weird because you look at some of the problems when Free State's had problems this year, it's been because they can't score and it's a low-scoring game.
36
and they like to press people and – Lawrence High likes to run and get a lot of points. So you would think it plays more into Lawrence High's hands if it's a high-scoring game. But I think if we end up seeing a game in the 30s or 40s, that means that Free State's not hitting its shots, and that bodes well for Lawrence High. But, I just think you take the experience with all those seniors. They know they're playing for a home game in sub-state and all these different factors that go into it. You know, you give me these same Lawrence High kids a year from now, even with these same if you give me Free State's kids this year against Lawrence High's kids next year, I might have a different opinion because you're going to have both the Bird sisters back. Some of those big players down low are going to have another year of experience, and I think maybe that helps Lawrence High. But right now, I think you got to look at Free State just from that experience standpoint. So let's now go for the second round of things and go for the boys' game. You know, pick your pony. Who you got on Friday night?
Guys, I'm actually going with a slight upset that I love what Lawrence High is doing. Again, they've exceeded our expectations, and I think they can go far in sub-state. I just get this weird feeling. Free State is such an up-and-down team. Yeah. I really think that they could just serve the spoiler, but I think this game is actually more difficult to pick for that reason. I'm going Free State by the slimmest margins. Maybe Chris Wilson, 3 from the corner, and then 1 free throw, you know, reverse it.
Yeah, free throw, yeah. Free State in 80 overtimes, exactly. Maybe. This is extremely tough. Imagine if we had to pick Free State games all year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so up
and
down. Yeah,
you could have a lot of gambling woes trying to predict Free State.
Welcome to the problems with the lock of the week.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. I know what you're going through now, Jeff. I'm going to go with Free State by a little bit also, and I just think that it's tough picking the away. It really is very tough for me picking the away team. It's very tough picking against a team that has a chance to win the Sunflower League title. And I have so much respect for what the Lions have done six in a row, is it now? But whenever these teams get together, we know what it's about. I mean, Lawrence High, you know, they got the best of Free State the first time. And if there's ever a time for Free State to get up for a game, it's going to be Friday. I mean, So this is the toughest pick I think of the year, but I'm gonna have to go with Free State.
But so we've now both picked the underdogs.
We have,
I would have said.
Yeah. But you know what would it be without upsets on a rivalry game?
And now in an attempt to get rid of all our subscribers who live south of 15th Street, I myself will also pick Free State
really?
In this one.
Ooh, wow.
Just for the simple fact that, and it's something you just said, Eric, and I'll be honest, while you guys were talking, I was wavering back and forth. But it can't get any bigger than Friday night. No matter what they say about how big that win was against Shawnee Mission East earlier in the year and some of the other things that Free State has had happen this season, it's not going to get any bigger than what's at stake Friday night. And had Free State even won the first meeting between these two, I might go the other way.
Right.
But it's got so much on the line. And I just think with all those things in place, if Free State's ever going to win this game, it's going to be Friday night. So sorry, Coach Davis. Sorry, Lawrence High fans. Sorry that we went 6-0 in picking Free State in these two ball games. And we won't be surprised whatsoever if there's hearty boos raining down on the sports staff on Friday night. But, you know, this is why we get paid the big bucks, is to make these kind of predictions, and that's where I'm going to throw my lot as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens Friday night, and even more interesting to see how it then sets up and translates into sub-state play, because as we saw last year, Free State High girls beat Lawrence High convincingly, got him again first round of sub-state, had all that emotion, was able to do it again, and then came right back two nights later and beat an Olathe East team that they weren't favored to win to be able to punch their ticket to state. So, you know, tonight's obviously going to be big games as well because they're all big once we get to the last couple of the season. But, man, starting Friday night, it's going to be real interesting to see what plays out and how it translates into to however long the seasons are for these teams the rest of the way. Well, let's just give a quick shout-out to what's going on with the other city schools. Obviously, Free State Lawrence High dominates the conversation at this time of the year. But Veritas, both of their teams will be playing in the Kansas Christian Athletic Association State Tournament. They open Thursday. That tournament is over in Lenexa. A lot of the seedings and opponents and things like that, game times, haven't quite been determined yet. So make sure you're checking in either online at ljworld.com or in the print edition. To make sure you get updates on that. That way you can get over there on Thursday night and get a little appetizer for what's coming on Friday and maybe check out the Veritas teams in action. And Seabury obviously played last night. Seabury girls were at home in their Class 1A opener, their regional play, and Seabury boys were on the road. So make sure you look in today's edition of the Journal World to find out how those games fared and whether the Seahawks are still alive. And obviously outside of basketball, still have a few things going on. We have high school wrestling this weekend, state tournaments. A handful of Lawrence High and Free State kids will both be competing down in Valley Center in the Class 6A meet. Obviously got area kids wrestling all over the place for all their respective meets as well. And I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about high school swimming. Chase Torgerson from Free State.
He deserves the props.
Yeah, able to come through and win the 100-yard backstroke and win a state title. Obviously a big accomplishment and really kind of stood out as the swimmer of note this year in the city. So congratulations to Chase on a fine senior season. I'm sure that made the decision to come back and swim for the Firebirds this year completely worth it after taking last year off and sticking with just the Aquahawks. Well, gentlemen, any parting shots you want to get in before we wrap up this edition and let people get their rivalry fixed later this week?
Well, I'd just like to give a quick Spodcast shout-out to Warner Nelson, the Free State High senior bowler, who says that he listens to the high school Spodcasters every week. So it's nice to have at least one fan out there that we have.
There you go. And good thing he's not from Lawrence High, or
that's
after
true.
All the predictions we just made, we might lose him, too.
That's true.
Exactly, guys. I think I'm going to be going into hiding the next couple weeks as a Lawrence High beat writer. You will see me with a cloak and sunglasses. I don't think I'm going to be very popular over there after my predictions.
All righty. Well, that pretty much wraps things up for us this week. Like I said, hope you're able to get out to some of these events, especially Friday night. We know there will be a big crowd over there at the Jungle. Maybe some people will get down to Valley Center and cheer on some of the wrestlers. And then we'll come back next week, and we'll be talking a little sub-state basketball. Should be exciting. So until then, thanks for tuning in.